Hi, everybody. Welcome to BBS Radio, Growing Up Indigo with Adina Bennick. And today is the first new day of our changed hour. And this means one thing. It means that Don doesn't have to wake me up anymore. So I like that, and I bet he does too. Okay, so as I promised, today we are going to have just, it's all devoted to you. I'm going to do emails. I'm going to answer them. And before I do that, I just want to say that next week we have Diane Collins. And she has been a guest before, and she wrote this amazing book, Do You Quantum Think? And the reason that I love it and the reason I love her is because it is one of those books that come along for me once in a century. And I'm old, but not that old. But it's okay. It comes along once every quarter of a century, I think. And it's the kind of book that you don't really ever have to know much about metaphysics about. It's the kind of book that you don't even really have to know much about spirituality about. But if you do, it's the kind of book that you won't feel as if you're not going to say, oh, I know this. Oh, I know this. Okay. You're not going to feel that way at all. I mean, I've been reading stuff like this since I'm 17, and I read it, and I felt like, wow, I got so much new stuff from it. It's this mix of common sense. It's this mix of sociology, where we've been. It's physics. It's just everything. It's science. So anybody who picks this book up is going to find out where we've been as a people, a culture, how we're changing in the way we think, and it just tells us everything, and it just brings us up to where we are today, and it's amazing. So she's coming here next week, and again, it's Do You Quantum Think, and it's an amazing book. Okay, so I do have a lot of emails, and I just wanted to talk about sending me your questions. And I have so many that I really want to answer, but the problem is still, and I know people don't read everything I write, but I have tried to, like, put them everywhere I could so people can see what I need. It's very difficult to know, but I do need at least your name, and if you're asking about someone else, their name. And I know you think that I'm psychic and I should know everything, but it's really difficult in an email reading to just send me an email that says this: will I marry him? Or is he cheating on me? Or when am I getting married? What will he look like? What will he do for a living? You have to understand that there are, I don't know how many people there are in this world, but there are a lot of people. So when I'm doing something on the radio and I need to go quickly, I don't have the time to sit here and concentrate and pick you and him out of billions and gazillions of people. If I was doing a private reading, I could probably do that. But even that would be difficult. So if you're sending me an email like that, I just have to pass it on and not do it. Also, if you're sending me an email with their name, but not your name, again, I can't. I also want to tell you that pregnancy questions, I don't want to answer. If I'm doing a private reading and I bring it up, then I will do it. Okay? I get a lot of questions asking people to, and I understand it. They're saying, You know, Adina, I really don't want this to be read, over the air. And I really do understand that. But I do want to tell you, and I want you to just think about this for a minute. I will edit, and I do. I don't, if you give me a birth date or you give me information, I will never ever say it on the air. So I'll use initials, and I'll only use first initials. And I also want to bring up a point that kind of, I think, makes sense. If you're asking about a girlfriend or a boyfriend and there's also another person involved, I just want to know what the chances are that all of them are listening to me. Really? I don't think so. Do you? I don't know. I mean, I don't really think that they're all listening to Growing Up Indigo with Adina. I don't know. I don't know. So I don't think you have to worry too much about that. Okay. And it's not that I don't want to do, something privately for you. It's just that I don't think they're listening. Okay, so let's see. Okay, the first thing that I want to do is just get serious for a minute because I've spoken to two people this week. Actually, no, it's not spoken, it's written. I have had really two serious emails from people that have dealt with a very serious kind of subject, and it's one of them was about losing someone to a suicide, and the other one was from someone who really doesn't feel as if they have any more hope to go on. I understand this, both of those questions from a psychic and a medium point of view, but I also understand them from a very personal point of view. And what's very interesting, I just had to say this, and I don't believe in coincidences, is that both of those people who wrote me those emails had the same exact first name. And I also have the exact same middle name as their first name. I thought that was fascinating. But I just want to read, so I just want to say something first. About a year, maybe a year and a half ago, I did a show on suicide. And I want to say that no matter how much anyone knows about anything, all experiences are subjective. I did the show because I felt I had a lot to offer about suicide. I have left. I both in childhood twice, I almost died. I didn't remember the first occasion, but I do remember the second. In my very early 20s, I had thought a long time about this. And I thought for it about a year. It was precipitated by a tragedy that happened in my family that I took upon myself. It was not my fault, but I felt guilty. And I couldn't seem to get out of that. And I did try to take my own life. And I was brought back. So I did feel that I knew about it from that perspective, as well as being a psychic medium. And I have met souls from from who have passed over. And first, let me read you the email I got from someone by the initial PK. And I'm going to read her question. And she wrote, Hold on just a moment. I just want to make sure I have it. Okay, here we go. My son ended his life almost 2 years ago at age 18. I have read numerous books on suicide in heaven. Am I holding my son back from further enlightenment because of my severe depression and lack of will to live? I have prayed to his spirit guides to have him focus on his journey, not my journey. I just need to know this and if he is happy there and trying to work on his problems with the help of those around him. Thank you. PK, I just want you to know that you aren't holding him back. Is he happy? I want to explain how this happens and what happens. Normally, when someone, first, I have to get something across immediately. By no means do they go anywhere, even remotely, like purgatory or hell or anything like that. It is not a sin to commit suicide. I really need to talk to you about that. This is something that is very important for everyone to know, because you know, have you ever heard the saying, even Hitler goes to heaven? This is not a moral issue. Everyone goes to the same place. What I mean to say, a lot of people will say, oh, it's okay to kill your, it's okay to do a mercy killing. In other words, it's okay to kill yourself if you have a fatal disease, excuse me, and you're in horrible pain. Really? Don't people who also have that have miracles? Really? Doesn't that mean who people who have severe mental or emotional problems that are chronic or have chronic pain that will never go away, aren't they included? Would God say, nice guy, he did so much work in his life, but he just killed himself? Okay, everybody, get the burning pitchfork scene ready. No, I don't think so. So I don't think there's any difference. People who are in emotional pain have the same exact reason, excuse me, for doing what they do. And I think that we all go to the same place. We all go home. Yes, people who commit suicide do feel guilt, but that's because they know that they've hurt the people they've loved. It isn't until they get there that they see that they had other options. People who do that do not see the other options until they go there, and they genuinely feel that they're only hurting themselves. I know that's hard to believe, but when you're in that kind of pain, you don't see that you're hurting those you love. You don't. Everyone I've ever read on the other side goes to the same place. What happens is they will stay around you. I've met people that will tend to sometimes stay in a little space as close to your house as they can, and they will watch you. They will stay by the places you go. They'll stay by the places they stayed in the house. They will send you, they'll try to get your attention in all sorts of ways. Electricity, they do very, very, actually very physical things. They'll send you things. They'll put things right in your path. They'll move things. they'll shut things on and off. What happens is, eventually, and by the way, they know that their guides are there. They know that. And they know that people are waiting for them up there. And it'll take a little prodding, but eventually what happens is they go up there and their guides will give them and they'll go by before the elders. It is this way. And they'll have like a holographic scene, a picture, and they will go through every part of their life and they will see how they could have made better choices. And then they go, oh, I see, I got it. And they plan how to do it better next time. They do work on things, absolutely, yes. Not only do they work on things, but they have a job up there. You don't hold them back. But have you ever, we've all heard, pray for their soul and send them love. This is one of the reasons why. Not because everyone kills themselves, but because they all love us. They all miss us. They all worry about us. So the more we pray for them, the more we send them love, the higher they ascend. But P, you do not hold him back. He does want to watch over you. He will feel guilt and he will help you. He will. But the only way you could possibly hold him back is if you constantly and constantly and constantly say, don't go, don't go, don't go, which I don't think you're doing. I just don't think you're doing that. So please don't worry about that. Okay? I know what you said about having the lack of the will and the depression, and I think that what is better served for you is for you to please ask your guides and your angels, Raphael and Michael, to please be with you, and Azrael, Archangel Azrael, who is the angel who will communicate with you he is the communicator of grief. And for people who have lost loved ones, ask him to assist and to please be your conduit with your son and to show you how your son is getting through to you. And please contact me at askadina@gmail.com and we can have a further conversation. Okay, honey, I hope this helped. All right, everyone, I'd like to move on because we have a lot of readings to do. So I'm going to, without further delay, start. And here we go. Let's see. Another one. Yes. Here's something that I just quickly want to address. I promise, quickly. Hi, Adina. Can you let me know if any of my friends around me that I can't trust? Please, why? What are they like? Thank you. Guys, I get this a lot. This is a kind of setup, and I get so many of these. First of all, a lot of people will talk to me, and they will say, I was told that these people are jealous, blah, 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 blah. Stop. We all know this. We all know that we're going to have a reading from this psychic and that one who said this one's jealous and that one's jealous. And I'm going to tell you this right now. When people do that, their next step is to tell you that, oh, I can remove that for you. And even if their shtick is a little more sophisticated and they don't come right out and do that, they're still going to get you. Are people jealous? Yeah. Is everybody jealous? Of course, somebody's jealous. Yeah. But you have to understand something. If you want to be protected and you want to make sure that someone can be trusted, it's very, very simple. All you have to do is, on a daily basis, if you want to protect yourself, surround yourself in white. That's number one. Number two, really get to know your friends. And number three, here's what I would do. I would not, the second I heard a psychic, because these things always stem from somebody telling you something. If I had a psychic tell me so-and-so doesn't trust you, the next thing I would do is lead them on a little bit. And then as soon as they said that leading sentence of something like, oh yeah, and I can help, that would be it for me. So that's ridiculous, okay? I don't want to go there with that. Okay, so now our first question. This is from Jay. And Jay wants to know, okay, hold on. Okay, I am going to do this. This is very general, but I want to do it. This is from Jay. Hi, Adina. I'm wondering if I can ask a free question. My name is Jay, and I really want to know how to go further with my life. I am the mother of a 7-month-old child living together with my boyfriend. I am enrolled in college and everything is well with my life, but there's something not right and something's not working with me anymore. Can you help me? So I'm going to try. Okay, Jay, I want to see what's not working. Okay, what is it? Okay. Okay. Well, I think I've got some very real answers, but I wonder why Jay didn't. I mean, I would have said things about this if I were Jay. Okay. Here we go. Okay. So this is what I'm getting, Jay. The first thing that I'm getting is that what's leading up to this is that you feel that things have been, I guess I would say, unfair in your life. Not that they were, but that you feel they had been. I also feel that although you say that they were, that they're okay, and that they're all right, I do feel that there's something that would excite you or that you feel you would want to start, but you can't because you have a lot of responsibilities. I think that is your child, of course. I also feel that there is a lot of loss in your life that you might not have gotten over. And I do believe that that is definitely about someone in the past. Now, this is odd because I think that the life you're leading, the day-to-day lifestyle you have is okay. But there's something about this that makes you feel that you really don't have a choice. It has to be okay. And I get the feeling that, and this is weird because while your lifestyle is okay, I feel like you feel like you're emotionally alone and you're emotionally alone and you have to be very practical. And you're a very emotional person and you're very strong. But you, okay, yeah, All right. Okay, so this is what I'm getting. You have to be very practical. You love your child very much, and I think you're missing emotion, and that's it. You're missing some kind of connection, some emotion. You're tied to someone in a spiritual way, but it's not the person that you're living with. Is that right? Yes, it is. That's it. That's what you're missing. That's what you're missing. You're very different from the person you're living with. I think you've missed someone else. And the person you're living with is not supporting you, probably financially. Okay. Right? I think that's it. I think that's it. I think that's it. I also think that, hang on. See, I don't know whether it's you, and you definitely want to get married. You definitely want to get married. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also think you feel that he doesn't tell you everything. Mm-hmm. I get the feeling that he doesn't let you in, that he can be kind of cold, or maybe he shuts down and you're very, very warm. I think that's what you're missing. Okay. All right, honey. I wish you luck. Okay. So I am going to keep on going. All right. Let's see. Okay. Okay. Here we go. The next one is from HP. And HP says, I met this person named K at a group called Dove House. And we figured out that we like each other when we held hands the other day and talked about the stuff we have in common. My question is, do you think K is my special someone? Let's see. Okay. I'm going to find out. So, all right. Is K the special someone for H? I think I'm going to look at K to see how K feels about H. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Okay. Interesting. Okay, wow. Okay. A lot of karma here. First of all, HK is, hold on. K is, I think K has been, alone in the recent past because a relationship that K was in was not, was ended or not good. I'm wondering if K, I can't tell. Yeah. I can't tell. K had a problem with an authority figure who did not take the responsibility they should have. Okay. So right now, K is kind of depressed. K is trying to save money. They are very worried. And while K is feeling a very spiritual kind of connection, K is a very, very practical person. Okay. So and one of you are older than the other. I don't know which it is, but K is not ready to move forward yet because they are still not over the past situation. They are not ready to start over, and not yet, not yet. I'm going to have to say that right now, H, it doesn't look like K is ready, okay? I'm gonna check to see if K will feel differently in a little while. Okay, let's see. Okay. Okay. Let's see. Wait a minute. Interesting. I get K starting over. However, I can't tell that it's okay. I'm just hold on, hold on. Okay. K, is that going to be with H? Okay, let's see. Oh my God. All right, you know what? H, I have to say, you're going to have a super honest conversation, a good connection, and I think there's definitely at least the opportunity to at least talk about this, and I can't say it's that special someone, but I absolutely can say there's a chance. Okay? All right. Okay, everybody, I just want to take a 2-minute break and we will be right back. You are listening to Growing Up Indigo on BBS Radio Station 1.
BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information and knowledge bring humanity closer to truth. BBSRadio.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm back at the BBS Radio Station 1, Growing Up Indigo with Adina Banik. And here we go, straight into our next reading. And this is from S. And S wants to know, is my daughter B missing me? I really wanted to answer this. Okay, I'm going to answer. So, B, are you missing S? Okay. 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 Interesting. That's a very interesting, answer to this. Hold on. I have to look further. Okay. All right. Yeah, go ahead. Keep going. Yeah. Well, I just want to say something, S. I get that there are there is either at least one, probably two men that are influencing B or yeah about this, and that she counts on them to, I guess, back her up. Does that make sense? And she considers herself to be very, very practical. She feels that she walked away and that the relationship was unhealthy. She made a decision, and that, you know, I just, I get upset. She felt that, that maybe you could have been either overly emotional or that possibly you were, if you got hurt, you might have been, if you got hurt, you hurt back in turn and hit below the belt, possibly. I'm trying to see what else. And that, let's see. Yeah, she definitely feels somehow that men seem to have helped her. And she felt controlled, I think, by you, and she had to stand up for herself. I am going to ask this in a different way, okay? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I am going to say this. I will say that she's unhappy that the relationship is this way. So I did get that. I also do get that she is not over the relationship. I do get that she does not want to fight. I get that, and this is good. I get that she would want to get along with you. And she hopes, I like this, she hopes that fate, life will make it better. I like that. So I want to leave it at that, okay? I really do. I want to leave it at that. So good. Let's move on. And I am sending prayers that it does work out that way. Okay, let's go on to the next one. Okay, this question that I just got, I just looked at, I think I'm going to not do that one because I want to save that for something private, possibly. Okay, next question. Okay, this is from KM. KM wants to know, my dreams and intuition are starting to make me think I'm crazy. Am I crazy? No. But I'm gonna look and find out why you think you would be. Guys, you know, I really want to say this. It's super important. If you knew what goes on in a psychic medium's head, and if we didn't say what we said to you, you wouldn't have the readings you have. And when we do a medium reading specifically, and the things that we say to people, we're like, I will say, oh my God, I can't say this to somebody. And I'll say the craziest things. And somebody will go, yeah, right. It means blah, 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 blah. And guys, this is, it's real. So let me just see what KM is what's going on with Cam. Okay. 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 Very interesting. Well, okay, KM, the first thing I have to tell you is this. You're intuitive, highly. Okay, the next thing I want to say is that you are, yes, I know. That's two of them. Which one is it? I'm just trying to, the reason I'm doing this, I want to see how many you have. Claire's. I'm just looking. Okay. You happen to be someone who I think is, you think of yourself as very practical, which is difficult when you're actually very intuitive. And by all means, you can be practical and intuitive, but you think that you are practical and traditional. And so guys, can you tell me which of it is? Why? Well, I'll feel it. Okay, you are definitely clairsentient. You feel. I want to see the she. The first thing I want to say is that I think someone made you feel as if you were not in control, but I don't understand who. Yeah, I do know who. Okay. You're also going to be starting over, and you're going to get much clearer about your dreams and intuition. You also feel that you're torn about this. You are not crazy by any means. You're opening up to an entirely new way of thinking. There's something you're not over. It has to do with something that happened when you were very young, but you don't believe, though, that you can heal. Did something happen to you when you were very young that had to do with this kind of ability? I think there was, but I think it's physical. It's something physical. Oh my God, what happened to her? It had to do with, I want to talk to her. It had to do with something that happened when you were young. It had to do with you were young, and then recently you had, you are very practical. You're also, I believe, a mother, and you have a lot of responsibility, and you're living a life that is, you're married, and so you're expected to be doing a different thing. But you always have the option to be doing something else. And I wish I could go further and tell you what you should be doing, but you should be increasing your intuition, and the ability to give to others. And you're just getting started. So don't give up. Have patience. You're just blossoming, to tell you the truth. So, oh my God. There is something you've always wanted to do. And I think you're going to do it. So no, you're not crazy. I just can't go into all of it right now. Okay, do we have time for one more, everybody? Let's see. I think we might, if I go really quick. Yeah, we could. Very, very quick. Let's go. Let's see. Quick. One more. Okay, here we go. I want to know if my boyfriend V is cheating or is involved with another. Okay, I usually don't like to do that, but let's go. Let's see. Let's see if V is involved with someone other than C. Nope. He's not. Okay, that's answered. Next one, quick. Another C wants to know if M and C will get back together. So here we go. Will M and C get back together? Will M and C get back together? Okay. Okay. Right. I know. Okay. Someone's stubborn here. Okay, hold on. You know, I think some of it is monetary, and hold on. Yep. I will say this. I'm going to say that M is torn about commitment. But I will tell you this. M is definitely monetarily oriented, and that will rule his opinion. And while he is definitely, I think, wait, I just realized something. Hold on. I'm not sure where you fall. So, yeah, that's right. I don't, do I? Hold on a minute. I have to do this. Wait a minute. That's right. I don't. Okay. Hold on. Here we go. Okay. So here we go. All right, see, this is the difficulty. I don't know if you are one or the other yet. I'm getting the entire situation. So this is exactly what I'm going to tell you. If you are the part of the family then I'm going to say there's a better chance because of what he has put into that. If you are the one that he is seeing, then I'm going to say he is leaning toward family, and it's about money and about other issues. So that's, and he's brokenhearted, so, and very upset and very sad. And I think that he is going to really probably stay or go back to where the money kind of is. I can't say that's the end completely, but I can say that, hang on a minute. He's tricky, isn't he? I think that it's not over, obviously, and I think that this is fascinating. He really does change a lot. Okay. I don't know what he's going to do ultimately, but right now I can tell you he's leaning toward not wanting to start over yet. But I do want to say that he surprises me. So there's hope for both. Okay, I think that's it. So again, next week, Diane Collins, and please feel free if you want to call in questions. She's amazing. So if you want, call in 323-744-4831. And that's the wrong one. If you want to call in next week, call in at 888-627-6008. Please go look at her website at dianecollins.com and call in with live questions. And we'll see you next week at Growing Up Indigo with Adina Bannick and Diane Collins. And I want to thank everyone for listening today. Bye.